Welcome to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. We are continuing our series, our summary of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. It is based on the revised and updated 10th anniversary edition. The book was first published in 1998 and largely put Mr. Maxwell at the forefront on the topic of leadership. So today we will continue the series. You can find show notes and other information, useful resources, and links at the website growgreat.com. Law number 20, the law of explosive growth. To add growth, lead followers. To multiply, lead leaders. Henry Ford tried to operate his corporation by leading only his followers and pushing down anybody who exhibited leadership ability. He saw it as a threat. It was a threat to him. It was a threat to this entity that he had created. And had he instead nurtured aspiring leaders within the company, had he been able to more ably develop really great leaders in Ford Motor Company, who knows what may have happened? Leaders are naturally impatient. They want to move fast. They want to see their vision fulfilled, realized. Leaders like progress. Good leaders quickly assess where an organization is, project where it needs to go, and have strong opinions, strong ideas about how to get there. How do you relieve that tension between where an organization is and where you want it to go, where you want it to be? The answer is found in the law of explosive growth. If you develop yourself, you can experience personal success. If you develop a team, your organization can experience growth. If you develop leaders, your organization can achieve explosive growth. Now, leading leaders takes time. It takes energy. It takes resources. And there's three reasons for this. First of all, leaders are hard to find. Mr. Maxwell says they're like eagles. They don't flock. There are few of them, and they're far between. Second of all, leaders are hard to gather. They're entrepreneurial. They want to go their own way. I mean, what you're doing has to be more compelling than what they're already doing. Third, leaders are hard to keep. Only if you continue to grow and stay ahead of them can you keep adding value to their growth and hold their attention. To apply the law of explosive growth, three steps. Step number one, list specific actions that you've taken to develop yourself, to develop your team, and to help develop specific individuals, improve their leadership. If you have not begun to develop leaders, then identify what steps need to be taken so that you can get started. Step number two to apply the law of explosive growth, ask what you're doing right now to find and gather leaders. Look for places to go, look for events to attend, look for networks that maybe you've not been in contact with where you can find potential leaders. And step number three to apply the law of explosive growth, list what you're doing to gather and hold leaders. Assess how you're becoming a better leader to attract leaders. You've got to create an environment where leaders can thrive. Clear away the red tape so they've got room to breathe, room to move, room to grow. And that's law number 20, the law of explosive growth. To add growth, lead followers. To multiply, lead leaders. Thanks for listening to the Peer Advantage Podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find show notes and useful resources and links over at the website growgreat.com. I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll subscribe, and I hope that you will tell a friend about the podcast as we continue this series of John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Till next time, thank you.